You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio broadcast. And I pray that you have an absolutely glorious day. May your light shine today instead of what the world will be focused on. I want to focus on the Lord Jesus Christ today. And so we want to thank you for making the Refresh radio broadcast a part of your day here on October the 31st. I pray that you would be blessed in every way. We want to start off today by saying thank you to Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. 321-536-5804. If you need block or concrete work done, give them a call and they will take care of you. They will fix you up. They will do the job right. They will do it professionally. They will do it quickly and with decades of experience that will benefit you. And like I say, you know, when it may not be that you can't do something, but there's a learning curve. Recently, we were assembling a piece of furniture. We had bought a bedroom set off of the Facebook marketplace, and the bed was disassembled when we got it, and we went to put it together, and we put it together the way that we thought that it would go. I mean, it made sense to us that was the way that it would go, and it was the most frustrating thing that you could imagine. We are like, I don't understand, you know, what we tried to figure out all sorts of different ways, and we never could get it figured out. And then all of a sudden I had this realization that if we flipped these two pieces over, that maybe that would buy us the space that we needed. And none of us thought that was the way that it was supposed to go. My wife even looked it up on YouTube and saw, but that was exactly what the situation was. And so there was about an hour's worth of failure that if we'd been there to see it when it was disassembled, we would have been able to avoid. I tell people that's the difference between a good idea and a great idea. Is a great idea is the exact same idea that's a good idea, only it happens before the frustration and the failure sets in. Well, taking a bed apart, again, is a whole lot easier than jackhammering up concrete that you put in the wrong way or block work that isn't square. And so I want to encourage you today, if you need some block or concrete work done, that you call Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. That will get you Greg. 321-536-5804. Tell him you heard about him on the Refresh radio broadcast, and that would be greatly, greatly appreciated. We're in Colossians chapter 1 right now. We are discussing the will of God and how we need to be praying for that. Epaphras was praying for the Colossians to be filled with the knowledge of God's will, and Paul was praying that they would be filled with the knowledge of his will. And I will tell you that when a group of believers all become filled with the knowledge of God's will, there is no limit on what heaven can do to build the kingdom of God in that community. And so I want you to be filled. Brevard County needs you to be filled with the knowledge of his will. Your family needs you to be filled with the knowledge of his will. And so I encourage you, if you don't know what the will of God is for your life, be praying. It may not be vocational ministry. It may be sacrificial giving. It may be living your life in a manner that is worthy of the Lord, and that people will see the goodness of God. That's where we ended up yesterday. Paul had said that you would be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, and that you may walk worthy of the Lord. That was Colossians chapter 1, verse number 9 and 10. So we're going to pick up there today. Let me just start with verse number 10 again, and I'll read on down through verse number 14. That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. So the next thing that being filled with the knowledge of his will do is that it will empower us to walk in a manner that is fully pleasing to God. Fully pleasing to God. You know, I don't know if you've ever sat down to a dinner and there was part of it that was good and part of it that was bad. You know, the restaurant served this. I know your wife would never cook something that wasn't completely and thoroughly wonderful. So, you know, maybe you're at a restaurant and the meat is good, but the side dish isn't so good. But this, what God is saying is that when we know his will, that it is going to affect the way that we walk, we are not only going to represent him as Lord in the way that we walk, but we are going to walk in a manner that is fully pleasing to him. Fully pleasing to him. Isn't that what we all would like to do as believers? Is to have God say, well done. That's fantastic. Have you ever considered that God was the one who initiated the boasting about Job? Have you considered my servant Job? I mean, let me put it this way. Many people have a mindset of God that he is always angry and he's always displeased with his children and he's always focusing on their failures. I want you to understand that God wants to focus on our successes. He wants to fill us with the knowledge of his will. He wants to give us the wisdom, the spiritual understanding, so that when we walk on a daily basis, that every day God is got this, you know, big grin on his face because of how pleased he is with his kids. If you don't have any other will or understanding of the will of God, have this goal, and that is to walk in accordance with his will so that you bring a smile to God's face. This may be a newsflash for you. Do you realize that Jesus said, my joy, my peace I give to you? God is, he rejoices over his children with singing. That's what it says in Zephaniah chapter 3. And I think that many people have way too stoic an image of God. A little over a week ago, that Sunday, the 21st of October, I was preaching, and as I was preaching about Lazarus coming out, he didn't come out free of the grave clothes. He literally came out still bound with the grave clothes that they had put on him. And so I started hopping across the platform there, because that's the way that Lazarus would have come out. He would have had to have hopped because he was still bound at that point in time. And God is very, very demonstrative when it comes to rejoicing over his children. He tells us to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. That's in Philippians. Joy is the theme of that book. And God is not going to command us to do something that he himself is not doing. And in Zephaniah chapter 3, when it talks about him rejoicing over us with singing, the word picture in the Hebrew there is that he is spinning like a top. Now, I don't I don't have dance moves. You can ask anybody. I don't. The next successful dance that I will have will be in heaven, because even though I've got rhythm for a golf swing, I don't have rhythm when it comes to dancing. But God is exuberantly excited when you and I walk in the victory that he has planned for us. Here is the next point. Being fruitful in every good work. God wants you and me to be fruitful. That is his will. The name Ephraim, the name that Joseph gave to his second son, it means double fruit. Manasseh was his firstborn, and he gave that boy the name Manasseh because God had made him forget all about his troubles. A second son was born to him, and he was named Ephraim, double fruit. When the children of Israel camped underneath the five banners, there were three tribes under one banner, three under the tribe of Judah banner. There were three tribes under Reuben's banner. There was the Levites in the center of the camp, in the center of the caravan. And then there was the tribes that camped under the banner of Ephraim. And when you and I have worshiped God, when we understand the vision that God has for us, his will for our life, and we remain in attached covenant relationship with him, we are going to be fruitful. The tribe of Ephraim was so abundant that, that's pretty much the dominant tribe of the 10 northern tribes was the tribe of Ephraim. The name of Ephraim was almost synonymous with the nation of Israel itself. Many people think that if they just get to heaven, that's all there is. I want you to know that you getting to heaven is only part of the will of God for your life. He wants you to be fruitful so that you are influential and other people also make it to heaven because of how fruitful you are. So we should be producing the fruit of the Spirit. We should be producing the fruit of righteousness. But we should also be producing spiritual fruit in every good work. You and I just don't get to sit around twiddling our thumbs and think that that's going to make us fruitful. That fruitfulness comes because God creates opportunities for us to work the faith that God has given to us. You know, you and I have opportunities, and we need to avail ourselves of those opportunities. There's a commercial on television that's talking about investment, and this guy says, I've done all of the analytics, I've done all of the studies, I know what I want to do, but I just can't seem to pull the trigger. And the guy says, it sounds to me like you've got analysis paralysis, and we can help you with that. Well, there are a lot of Christians, and we don't take advantage of the opportunities. We've gone to all of the classes. We have heard all of the sermons. We've taken all of the notes. We know it in our head, but there is a fear of failure that prevents people from acting. And I want you to understand that God is looking for you and I to be fruitful. What if we looked at the opportunities that are set before us as a privilege to glorify God and to bring forth spiritual fruit? And, you know, let me see if I can put this way. So many times we're afraid of failing and disappointing God that we fail to act. And God is looking for us to be obedient. God's not going to waste anything in your life. I think of a specific time in my life where God was wanting to use me. I missed that opportunity, but God taught me in that. So it wasn't wasted. It was a learning opportunity. And let me just say this also to employers or managers or parents that may be listening. Don't just fixate on the failures of those under your authority. Celebrate their successes. and create in them an atmosphere of stability so that they can be fruitful. If people are so afraid of failing, then they're going to fail. But if you say, you know what? Whatever happens, we're in this together. We're in this together. So being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. So we're talking about the will of God here. The will of God is for you to know his will with wisdom and spiritual understanding, to walk pleasing and worthy of the Lord, to be fruitful in every good work. And it is also the will of God for you to increase in the knowledge of God. Okay. If you were to go over to the book of, I'm going over there, 2 Peter chapter 1. And it says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Okay? So what happens is the more that we know God, the more grace that we're going to experience, the more peace that we're going to have, and it is just going to multiply. It's going to increase exponentially. And I would encourage you to go on and read all of that chapter there, 2 Peter chapter 1, because it will really be empowering to you and challenging, and say, you know what? I think there's more of God to know than what I know. I tell people from time to time, I haven't said it much lately, but I've got one of those jobs where everybody thinks that they can do it better. They know more how to do it. Even a person who doesn't read the Bible. I love to have people who don't know God and who don't know the Word of God, and they think that they've got their spiritual life all figured out. Now, I will be the first to tell you, I don't have everything all figured out. Everything is not humming along at 100% efficiency. But I also operate from this mindset, and that is that if it is going to take God all of eternity to reveal the facets of his nature and personality to us, that he for all of eternity, he's going to be taking us from glory to glory, from knowledge to even greater knowledge, then I need to be humble enough to say, you know what? There's probably more to God than what I know of him right now. And that should send us on a relentless pursuit to know God. We need to be increasing in the knowledge of God. If you are still at the same spiritual level that you were 20 years ago, you've been stuck too long, and God wants you to begin to increase. If you are still at the same level you were a year ago, as far as knowing God, that's too long. How long will we go on depriving ourselves of the greatest knowledge? And I will tell you this, the Bible, when it describes us knowing God and God knowing us, it is not just an intellectual awareness of the existence of the other person. It is personal. It means that we know not just the superficial, but the substantial elements. That there's interaction there, you know, that it's not just awareness. There's personal relationship there. And God wants that relationship growing. Let me just, because I just go where the truth wants to take us here. And I will say this, if your marriage, if you don't know your spouse any better now than you did when you first got married, you need to change that. You need to be working on that. That relationship is supposed to be a dynamic relationship, not a static relationship. So God wants you growing. He wants you to know each other better than you did before. And so we're continuing to talk about the will of God here. It is the will of God for you to be fruitful. It is the will of God for you to increase in the knowledge of God. And it is the will of God for you to be strong. I'm going to say that again. It is the will of God for you to be strong. As I'm sitting here today during this radio broadcast, I had been doing some physical exercise recently, and I know that I was able to do that exercise a few years ago because I did it. But this time I was doing this particular exercise and I realized I was in trouble. And so I had to call for help. And then as they were helping, there was a problem in the process, and it was tipping more of the weight towards me. And I realized that my strength was not going to be able to hold up here during this process. And so we had to call to a complete halt. The reason I tell you that story is we cannot rest on the strength of our memories. We cannot rest on the strength of our own flesh, of our own personality. We need to be, it is the will of God for us to be strengthened with all might according to His glorious power. God wants us strengthened by His glorious power, and His power is omnipotent. It is without end. It is without hindrance, without limitation. They do not make a scale sufficient to describe the strength of God, and He wants His strength operating in your life and in my life. He wants that to be a glorious experience. Most of the time, the way we get stronger is by getting right up to the limit of where we were, and then there's something that becomes infused in us. I will tell you this. You do not increase your strength by failing to use what God has already given to you. Now, many Christians walk around defeated that God intends for you to walk around in victory. Many Christians walk around in weakness, and they walk around weary, and God wants you walking around in strength. He wants you to take His yoke upon you because He's carrying that side of the yoke. There is supernatural strength that is available to you. And so if you're here on this Wednesday and you feel like you're just the devil's whipping boy, I want you to realize that the devil is pulling a con job on you. He's depriving you of access to the omnipotence of God. And God wants you in walking in victory. A friend of mine read a book, and I don't remember the name of the book, but he told me this quote that came from the book, and it said that every time a demon manifested itself in the presence of Jesus' ministry, the demon left defeated. Okay? I could take you down to verse number 12, where it says, "Who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light." You and I, the strength of God is part of our inheritance. Many people say, well, Jesus was the Son of God. Of course, the devil went around defeated. But Jesus said this, "All power on heaven and on earth is given to me. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations." All power, all authority, all strength, all might, all power. Listen, the gates of hell cannot prevail because when Jesus comes, He has authority over those gates. The chains that hold people in bondage cannot prevail because Jesus has strength and authority and power to break and demolish those chains. You today can can experience the victory of God in your life. And some of it has to do with just growing in the knowledge of his will. You say, well, I've struggled with this issue all my life. Well, start a new legacy today. Every person listening to the sound of my voice, no matter what generational issues you deal with or what problems you may be facing right now, every person listening to the sound of my voice has the opportunity to let Jesus be the chain breaker in your life and set your life on a new trajectory, a new course, a course of victory, a course of deliverance, a course of power to live the victorious life. I absolutely believe that. But it takes knowing that God's will is for you to be strong. You know, when I was growing up, there was the comic book, and it had the little 90-pound weakling that was always getting beat up by the bully, and all of a sudden he got sick and tired of getting beat up, and so he decided that he was going to change to where he wasn't being bullied anymore. The devil is more than content to victimize us over and over and over again, but if you and I will say, you know what? I don't think this is God's will for my life. God's will for your life is not for the devil to always be victorious. God's will is to lead his people victoriously, always leading his people victoriously. Let's make the change. Let's say, you know what, God? I want to thank you today that I, by your spirit, can walk in a manner that is pleasing to you. Because of what you are doing in me, God, you can make me fruitful for every good work. I'm going to increase in the knowledge of God. And God, I want to thank you that you are going to make me stronger than I have ever been before. I'm not going to settle for defeat. I'm not going to settle for weakness. I'm not just going to settle for reaching a particular plateau. I'm going to go from strength to strength because that's God's will for my life and your life. So once again, let me say, be careful as you're driving around out there today. Keep your eyes out for kiddos who are running across the street and things like that. And let's be a blessing to our community. And I pray that you have a great day of victory. In Jesus' name, we'll see you tomorrow right here on
Refresh. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Toots.